Elaine, thank you. 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. Now, the new system was supposed to make the grant application process for students quick and easy. But Student Universal Support Ireland, or SUSI, has left many college goers angry and without their money, without their grant. Only 15,000 out of 65,000 grant applications have been completed so far. Cat O'Driscoll is Vice President of Academic Affairs with the Union of Students in Ireland. And Jacintha Stewart is the Chief Executive of the City of Dublin VEC. Now, Cat O'Driscoll, we'll come to you first. What way, just remind us about how the grant system used to operate in the past.
Well, many students would have applied through their local VEC and others through their local awarding authority. So for example, a student in Cork would have applied to a student Cork County Council. They put in a paper form and attached to it would have been all of the documentation to satisfy the form. So, for example, to prove residency, a copy of the original long form of their birth certificate. This would then be processed. And if there was any mistakes in the form or if something was left out, it would be reassessed and it would be or sent out to the student again and reassessed, and they would be approved sometime in September, October, and they would receive first payments in October. Now, some local authorities were a bit slower with this, but October would have been the norm.
So this year, as I said in the introduction, there are only 15,000 so far of these grant applications have been completed. What's the impact for students of not being able to get access to the money that they hope they're going to get?
Yes, well, you said many students are angry. The majority are actually very worried about being able to stay in college. And there's a lot of fees associated with registering for college, as well as maybe setting up rent. And we've seen many students having to rely on their parents covering some of these costs, or in fact not covering these costs if they're not in the position to do so. There's been issues with students not accessing their library, not being able to register fully, but also more serious cases where they can't actually cover accommodation costs or even food costs for themselves. So it's a very worrying situation for many students and families.
Yeah, let me bring in Jacintha Stewart, Chief Executive of the City of Dublin VEC. Now, you're, Jacintha Stewart, the operating authority for SUSI.
That's right.
What's wrong?
Well, I suppose, first of all, the one thing that I want to say is we want to pay students and we want that understood. So it's a new system being put in place. We're replacing 66 bodies. We have completed 15,700 students through the process. There are another roughly 15,000 of that who haven't given us any documentation at all, and in any normal year normally might not go through the full process. Currently we're assessing 13,800 who have given us the documentation that we've requested, and they're moving through the process at various stages.
What do
we're
you
then
say?
Examining another 16,000 to determine that the correct documentation has come in. It's quite a complicated process. Students have got to have things like the long birth cert. They've got to have P60s and P21s. They've got to have information, for example, about independent means and independent living and where they're actually living. So that's the process that's ongoing at the moment.
This is the 2nd of November. We're well into the first semester of this year of college. What do you say to the student who turns and says to you, I can't afford to continue in college because I have no money, I have no money to eat, and I have no money to pay my accommodation?
Okay. What we're doing at the moment is assessing the cases as fast as possible to make sure that we can pay as many students as possible. And we're in contact with a huge number of students in various ways. We've put additional staffing in place to ensure in the assessment unit to ensure that we can increase that. We have a moderator on the boards to address issues students are raising. We've put in three additional waves of SMS and email communications to encourage students
Jacintha Stewart, have you had situations of students phoning you up? Are their parents phoning you up and saying, we can't go on, our son, our daughter is going to have to leave college unless we get access to money?
What we've been doing at the moment, we have a support centre in place and we've handled about 150,000 phone calls from students.
And what do you do for them?
We're trying trying to make sure that they send us all the documentation and that we've got the means to progress their forms as fast as possible.
I suppose what I'm trying to find out here is the fault lying with you and a lack of staffing at Susie, or are you saying the fault lies with the students who make the applications who haven't given you all the information you want?
Well, can I put it another way, Mary? We want the students to be paid and the students want to be paid. To do that, there is a range of documentation that we need to have in place, and we're trying to ensure that we get that and that we process it as fast as possible. I don't think it's a blame game thing or anything like that. Everybody actually wants the same thing.
Cat O'Driscoll, what's your response to what you're hearing?
There's two things I'd like to pick up on there. What can be done for students and families in situations where they're having trouble meeting costs? There are emergency funds available. The Student Assistance Fund is run through colleges and it's available for emergency costs of if a student can't meet rent. It can't be used to cover tuition, but that fund is available. So we would advise students and their families to talk to their students' union about emergency funds available to them. But going back to whose fault it is, Susie is understaffed. There's a huge amount of processing required, and it's not all down to the students. A lot of these forms are filled out by the parents or the mothers of these students, and you know that they're putting a lot of effort in. They want their children to go to college. They're making sure everything is in there, but they're still being left into the dark about where their application is and whether they're going to get any financial assistance in going to college.
Jacinta Stewart, it is a new operation, but did you completely underestimate the resources you were going to need?
I think if we can make sure that we get all the documentation in as fast as possible, we can ensure that the students will get their grants as soon as possible.
We must leave it there. Cat O'Driscoll from the Academic Affairs of the Union of Students in Ireland and Jacinta Stewart, Chief Executive of the City of Dublin VEC. Thank you both for joining us, and we hope the students get their grants very, very soon.